From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. The newly hired marketing consultant for Eureka wants to know your thoughts on building a brand for the city. Lost Coast Outpost reports Eddie Alexander has mailed a postcard to every home and business in the city, inviting each resident and business owner to share their opinions. The survey, which can be taken online at eddiealexander.com/Eureka or in person at either City Hall or the Eureka Library, includes various questions to help the firm better understand community priorities and preferences. The survey will be available until midnight, September 15th. In Eureka, Mayor Susan Seaman wants to get more kids interested in construction. She says she came up with the initiative while attending an economic development event focused on the housing shortage. Now, workbenches have been put together and installed in a number of city and government-run preschools around Eureka, part of the Tools for Tots program to encourage an interest in trades at a young age. The program, funded by donations from the Building and Construction Trades Council. Arcata City Council discussing the draft project report for the Annie and Mary Trail Connectivity Project at a meeting on Wednesday, September 4th. The Annie and Mary Connectivity Project will create a new trail connecting Sunset Avenue, Larson Park, to Valley West, the Elder Grove Industrial Park, and the Mad River at Humboldt Bay Municipal Water District's Park 1 on West End Road. The project also aims to improve overpasses, create neighborhood connections to the trail, and improve pedestrian access to parks and to businesses. At that meeting, Arcata City Council will discuss the project and consider potential alignments for non-motorized travel along the trail through Northern Arcata to the Mad River. City Council meeting beginning at 6 p.m. in Council Chamber at Arcata City Hall on F Street. Humboldt County Department of Public Works underway with a project to build a retaining wall along a section of Mitchell Road, and the project will be in place for some time. The expected completion date is in December, and officials say you can expect delays of 15 minutes or longer at times, depending on the work that's happening on a given day. Well, tonight at 6 p.m., the Rio Del Planning Commission will be holding a public workshop in the City Council Chamber at City Hall to discuss policies and solicit comments and recommendations regarding draft policies in the 2019 through 2027 housing element. State housing element law requires jurisdictions to meet their shares of the state-prescribed regional housing need. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.